listening to the Daily Gold Podcast, covering precious metals, the junior mining sector, and global capital markets for intelligent investors. Now, here is your host, Jordan Roy Byrne.
Well, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to the Daily Gold Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I'm speaking with a new guest. He is Kai Hoffman. He's the CEO of Auren Inc., which you can find at aureninc.com. That's O-R-E-N-I-N-C.com. And Auren Inc. is North America's leading provider of relevant financing information for the junior resource industry. And since 2011, the company has been keeping track of all the financings in junior mining, as well as oil and gas. Now, Kai, as we get started, can you tell our investors, aside from the obvious, what can they get from Auren Inc., and why is this information important?
Jordan, first of all, thanks for having me on the show here. It's much appreciated to introduce your listeners here to aureninc.com. We're North America's leading provider of junior financing information. We are collecting all relevant financing information for the junior space. You mentioned oil and gas, but the sweet spot really is junior mining companies below a market cap of $1.5 billion. And we're listing that information for free on our website, aureninc.com.
Now, I know you have charts plotting the number of financings and the dollar amounts, and I'm just wondering, have you found this information to be useful as potentially a trend indicator? I mean, in the past, when financings became too sparse or too prevalent, did that tell us anything about the trend in the market?
It does. It's actually very helpful information from various aspects. And I think you hinted at that earlier, is our investors or the investors or let's call them market participants, because investors is everybody. We got software engineers using our data to track the market. We got funds tracking or using our data. It really is a trend indicator. And, you know, we put out the Auren Inc. index on a weekly basis. We publish that every Monday based on Thursday numbers. You can see, you know, whether we're seeing it, experiencing any seasonality right now, whether we're seeing any other activities. Of course, those numbers get blown out a little bit if we see a massive financing. So, for example, if Osisko Mining an $80 million flow-through financing, the numbers get blown out of proportion just a little bit. Trend is still intact and very trackable. So investors can refer to that, looking at it overall. And if you look at the recent numbers, we're still in a I'm very surprised, actually, to say that we're still in a sideways market here, and financing activity hasn't really picked up yet.
Now, what can you tell us about the participation of mining companies in these financings? I mean, they've obviously helped juniors raise a lot of money recently. How does that compare to the past, and do you see that continuing?
This is more, not a number based, but more of a gut feeling here. This is definitely going to continue. We've seen each other here at the Precious Metals Summit just recently, and the activity has been tremendous. The strategics, call them, mid-tier producers, majors, snooping around the juniors. And activity has definitely been picked up. What we're tracking, we're not really tracking the strategic investors per se, because oftentimes the investors come in a private placement and are not necessarily disclosed. So it's tough for us to track the overall activity and who are the people investing. So we're just tracking the overall numbers. But coming back to my earlier statement, I do see more activity in that space personally as well, because just talking to issuers here as well, the mid-tiers and majors are circling their wagons right now, looking at opportunities.
So, I mean, that's really picked up this year. I know that the dollar figure as far as majors has been something like $300 million or over $300 million. Is that something that you see continuing into 2018 and perhaps for a couple of years, or is this something that maybe it only continues for another year or so?
No, this is definitely going to continue. On the time horizon or the time scale, it's tough to judge or tough to come up with a qualified opinion. But we've seen this happening, you know, for the last 18 months now. You know, as everybody knows, Goldcorp buying Cameco was probably the starting or the tipping point here in the Yukon. And the majors my gut feeling tells me, and what I've seen here in the markets recently, is that come late October, early November, we're really going to see a lot of activity in the market in terms of financings. And I base that on just the fact that a lot of companies are just wrapping up their summer programs, their programs together for the next year. Lots of companies have financed over the last 18 months. We've seen let's call it the summer doldrums here in the financing space. I've used that term a number of times during our podcast, but the summer doldrums sort of meant also for me that we've seen a saturation in market because everybody has been financed, or every kind of project has been financed. Now they're swinging to market to refinance their phase two or phase three programs. Major very Prada in the financings, but two, they're looking to build up new positions as well, and in exciting juniors that are coming up.
Right. So does that mean that the source of the financings compared to years past is now completely different? Because it seems that majors are really taking a huge chunk. So is it? I mean, is it? I've heard this before. So it's really the industry that's financing the juniors. I mean, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of money coming from the outside. Is that the case?
It has been for a while, actually, but no, it's tough to, again, we don't quantify that in our data, in the data we collect, but it's something I'm witnessing and noticing here, that there is money now flowing back. It has been very hesitant over the last 6 months, actually since March. PDAC, always a turning point for some reason. And, but now that money is coming back into the market. And it's not just the majors anymore or the industry financing the industry. I think the generalists are looking at it again as well. They're coming back into the space. I think Cobalt is really interesting, you know, just as an example, because it's now not just, mining investors investing anymore. It's also generalists and generalists funds taking positions in those companies as they see the battery metal space, for example, picking up.
Now, let's stick with precious metals. Now, what is the impact of the gold price on the current financing environment? Like, for example, how could this change if gold makes a run to 1400? And will current financing conditions change if gold remains below 1300? What are your view on these possibilities?
No, this is a very interesting question. And I think it doesn't have an impact yet. The reason I'm saying this is, at the Precious Metals Summit, gold price was not a topic. Nobody was worried in shape or form, good or bad. Nobody's been talking about $1,400 gold or $1,100 gold or $1,000 gold. I think everybody was quite content with where right now, being at $1,250 or $1,300, doesn't make that much of a difference at this point. What I'm worried about is, like, when we go back to $1,400, yes, you'll see the financing activity increase, but you'll also see the number of deals increase that will come to market. Projects that were, sub-economic at $1,100 might all of a sudden become economic at $1,400, and those will be the companies going out to raise financings, right, or raise capital from investors. And I'm actually a little concerned about that happening. So I'm quite content, actually, with where we're sitting at $1,250. Not really looking for a big push in price. At this point, the only difference is that more generalists would come into the market as they are attracted by the light that we're seeing then.
So I guess what you're saying is, I mean, right now, as far as the quality of the companies and the projects that are being financed, the quality is good, but if the gold price were to go up and get to 1400, then we might see things being financed that they're only being financed because the gold price is higher. Is that, and not necessarily because the projects have more merit? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. In a nutshell, I think that summarizes it quite well. I'm really happy with the quality of projects we're seeing overall. And just coming back to an earlier statement, one of the reasons I think we have seen a very slow summer is that the good companies have been financed and they weren't looking for financing over the summer. There are a few exceptions to the rule, as always. But in general speaking, the good projects have been financed, but they're slowly back to the market now after their phase one or phase two programs are ended, and they put together new programs for the next year now.
Now, I want to ask about if investors can tell anything from the kind of financing taking place. I mean, is it... I mean, is it necessarily better to see a major or another company doing the investment, or is it better if it's a private placement? I mean, what do you, I mean, is there anything we can tell from the kind of financing that a company does?
Interesting question, actually. No, thinking about that, it depends a little bit how the company was set up prior, I guess, because if it goes into one hand, the shares are just going to be there, and it's not going to add to the float necessarily. Does that say anything about it? It might say quite a bit about the quality of the project, but it won't say as much about the financing, because they're always looking to increase the position at a very... So they'd always be asking for a warrant or another incentive as well, if they finance you. So, private placement. It's always interesting to find out, to talk to a manager participating in the financings. If they can disclose that, that's very info, very useful information. I think you should. Yeah, no, that's a good point, actually, thinking about that. You caught me a little off guard with that question, actually, because it's a really good question, and it definitely talks to the quality of the project. If a major comes in, not necessarily, it doesn't make a difference in terms of quality if it's just a private placement. I wouldn't put a discount on the project if it's just a placement and not a major, or a major is not participating, if that's what you're asking.
Right. Well, I mean, I asked it because I have no idea, so I wanted to get your expertise on that. I mean, it is kind of a difficult on-the-fly question, but anyway, Kai, I mean, we've covered a lot here. Before I let you go, is there anything else that you want to add on anything, maybe something we didn't cover that you want to talk about, anything you want to note before we close?
Yeah, actually, quite a coincidence today that we're talking today, and I really appreciate the opportunity, but we've discussed that previously. Before starting the record, pressing the record button, but we've announced the Oranic Mining Deal Club today. This is something that was very close to heart of mine, and one of the reasons I'm still in the industry here and haven't ventured out, that we're looking to offer investors access to quality placements, high quality placements with integrity. That means that we've gathered an expert panel here at Oranic Mining Deal Club that helps us vet the deals, trying to set up investors for long-term financial success here by picking out the right projects, hopefully. And it speaks again to the quality here that you mentioned, that we've discussed previously. But this is something that's been very close to my heart, is quality in the mining industry. And I'm trying to do my part here with the experts we've here. And I appreciate you, the opportunity about presenting it here for a second.
Oh, of course. And investors can find that at miningdealclub.com. That's the Mining Deal Club by Oren Inc. And Kai, as I let you go here, if our listeners would like to follow you in your work, please tell us how they can do so.
Definitely. You can go to our website at oreninc.com. It's oreninc.com. And the other website you just mentioned is miningclub.com. That's the new venture. We started sort of as a side project at Oren Inc. It's free to subscribe to the Oren Inc. Website, at the Oren Inc. website, and our data. We publish daily and weekly updates. Our index, as I mentioned before, comes out on a Monday, and it helps track the industry, but also keep track of all the financings that are happening in the space. And we've tracked over 1,360 financings this year so far. And I think we'll give you a good overview there. Thanks so much, Jordan. Really appreciate it.
Well, Kai, it's a real pleasure to have you on, and I'm definitely going to start following your website more actively. Thanks so much for taking the time. I and my listeners really appreciate it, and I look forward to having you back in the months ahead so we can take another look at how all the financings have evolved in the months ahead. Thanks, Kai.
Thanks so much, Jordan.
Thank you for tuning into the Daily Gold Podcast. For more interviews, editorials, and analysis, log on to thedailygold.com. And for premium coverage of precious metals and the best junior mining companies, visit thedailygold.com/premium.